Welcome back to Leatherheads Footy. My name's Morgan, and these are my top mid-prices and rookies heading into round two of the AFL fantasy season, and these are the trades that I'm going to be making. I've had a look at my team. I uploaded an initial reaction video on Monday saying that I was going to trade out Patrick Cripps, but I've recently reassessed and decided against that for a couple of reasons. I'll show you the trades and then it will make a little bit more sense, but it just goes against one of my philosophies. I've already made a mistake in picking Cripps, so I'm trying not to compound that mistake by sort of rage trading him out and then missing out on a potential good score. Basically, looking at my team, the first thing I'm doing is I'm like singling out any guys that I think aren't doing their job. So Cripps is underperformed a little bit and will probably drop in price, but as a premium player, he's still sort of scoring pretty well. The guys that aren't doing their jobs are Fergus Green and Campbell Chesser to a lesser extent. Keeping Chesser because he's got dual position status, so that makes him very handy in these flexible trades. I'm able to move any midfielder or defender through this utility spot with him there, whereas Green only has forward status. He's playing key forward in a team that's going to struggle. He's got a tough matchup coming up this weekend against Sydney, so I just don't think he's going to make enough money. And we had one rookie in particular pop, who's Cade Chandler. He will be the most traded in rookie this week. And it was one, it seems like a little bit of a sugar hit surface level. He scored 100, but watching the game, he looked so hungry to tackle and cement his position in the team that I think he'll still be scoring 50s and 60s, which is enough to keep his cash generation going. And with Keziah Pickett being suspended for 2 weeks, I think that he's got at least 2 weeks left in the team and possibly more if he continues to perform at that level. The other thing that makes me a little bit more confident is the fact that Bailey Laurie was playing. So I think Bailey Laurie will be the first one to come out of the team when Fritch comes back. Judd McVee was playing in defense, so I think that he'll be the one that comes out of the team when Christian Salem comes back. And then through the midfield, maybe a guy like James Harms misses out when Viney comes back into the team. But with the suspension of Pickett, I think that Chandler is safe for now. So he is going to be one guy that I'm trading in. And he's probably the only rookie that I think is must-have from my team's perspective. If I was going through ideal rookies on the bench, my ideal defensive rookies would be Wilmot, firstly, because of his job security and his really low price. Secondly, I think it's pretty much a tie between Cowan, Uhland, and Michelini. If I were to rate these guys, I would put Michelini top of that list. He was very, very impressive, and I think he'll play heaps of games for the Crows. Second on that list, I'd probably put Cowan. I think his position is a little bit more secure. There's Gold Coast guys coming back in the team, and then probably Uhland third in that list. So even though I don't have the ideal rookie in that position, I'm happy with Cowan. I don't think it's worth a trade going from Cowan to Michelini, but I think it is worth a trade going from Green to Uhland just because Green to Chandler because he's got such a low break even at the moment, and Green just isn't generating any money. So if I do that trade, it leaves me with say 320k, and from there I'm looking at, since I'm pretty happy with the rest of the rookies, I don't think there's anyone outstanding to bring in. I'm then looking at the mid prices that I missed, and when I'm doing that, a couple of guys jump out, mainly Goulden, Green, Setterfield, and Degoe. Now, then it comes down to who I'm going to trade out to get these guys in. I'm tempted by Goulden, but looking at his role and also his break even, because he only scored 99 last week, even though it was a really rainy game and didn't suit him at all, and he was still getting used to inside mid, playing against a pretty strong Gold Coast midfield, losing all of the hitouts. Didn't suit him. I'm worried that he goes big against Hawthorn, but then he's got a couple of games after that that I think are a little bit potentially low scoring. Like, he's got Port Adelaide, we saw what they did to Brisbane, whereas Tom Green's got a really nice run coming up, got the Eagles. He does play Hawthorn, potentially gets the tag, but I think maybe Kelly or Cornelio gets the tag. If they tag Tom Green, I think he's just going to be too strong for McGuinness, so it's not really much of a concern. And I really liked his game against Adelaide. I thought going into it, that first game was going to be potentially his highest score for a big chunk of the year because of how contested Adelaide play. But he got involved in marks. He was just covering the ground so well, showed a different facet to his game that I didn't see in the practice matches. So I think he's, yeah, he's confirmed what a lot of people thought, and I think he's a guy that I'm going to bring in. Setterfield also had a good score, but that game against Hawthorn was very open and free-flowing, heaps of marks, and I don't think that's going to be consistent over the year. It was a pretty low-pressure game, lots of sort of running, yeah, chipping the ball around between both teams, and he took 10 marks, so I don't think that's quite sustainable. And at his price, if he continues to perform, I can still go down to him or get him a little bit later, whereas Green is getting into that region where he might be a little bit expensive soon. Sheed, like, will outperform his price, but I'm just not convinced at this stage, especially with how badly West Coast are going. And LDU looks good, but I think he had his good matchup this week and or last week and this week coming up against Frio in Frio or in West Coast at Optus. That's a tough matchup. So leaning away from him. And as a result, these are the trades that I'm going. Fergus Green out. Cade Chandler in, fix up my rookies, and then from this point, I'm pretty happy with my rookies. I'll make that trade, and then it comes down to who I'm going to trade out for Green. I've got Cripps and Hewitt. Rumors Hewitt might be injured, and Horn Francis also grabbed his hamstring at the end of that game, so I'm going to wait on confirmation for that. But if everyone else is named, I'm actually going to leave Cripps and Hewitt in there because I think they will score more than these guys. Tossing up between Powell and Bruin. And in the end, even though Powell scored more points, as I mentioned, that was against West Coast. Easy matchup at home. Now they travel away, play Fremantle, and he only got 18% of the centre bounces. So the role isn't quite there. I'm worried that Phillips comes into the team. So for that reason, I'm going to trade out Powell, keep Tanner Bruin because he's got that 45% centre bounces, hopefully gets a bump in time on ground, and trade in a midfielder in Tom Green. Can't do a straight swap because I'm trading a mid for a forward, and that's where it's handy to have Dunkley in the midfield because I can flick him forward and put Green into the mids there. So I make that trade. Now if I look at my team, projected score strangely has gone down, which is bizarre. Oh, it's because my captain's changed, that's why. Okay, so if I put my captain on Doherty, my projected score will go back up over 1,800. Okay. Now, if I look at my team, I'm pretty happy with my rookies. Happy I've got everyone that is really valuable at the moment. And then next week, I'll look at fixing up another rookie and potentially another mid-pricer, depending on how these guys go this week. So if I rearrange this a little bit. For anyone else, if you've got a slightly different team to me, the way I'm kind of ranking the mid prices is I think Warple is the number one guy to get in. I think he's got a locked in role and he will score. Like, he's looked good. That's the second time he's done it now. Like I said, that game wasn't ideal, but he's not a chip mark player, so he didn't really benefit from all those marks on the outside. I think he'll continue to exceed his price. And Callaghan was also very impressive in quite a high pressure game. So I think that maybe makes people feel a little more, bit more comfortable about his contested game, which was a question mark on him. And now he goes over to Optus to play the Eagles on a really big ground where the Eagles don't apply as much pressure. So he'll continue to score well. Those two around the 400K, I think they're very valuable. And then Jason Horn Francis also looked really good. Got Charlie Constable in defense, but he looked good. He kicked the ball well. They're trying to use him out of the back line. Just not sure if he keeps his position for much longer. Lockie Weller apparently ready to come back and play, but might play VFL instead of AFL. So that's my trades for this week. Really looking forward to the season continuing. Wasn't an ideal start, but I think this is where you get into your work. Make smart long-term decisions. Don't chase those sugar hits. And then over the next, 8, 9, 10 weeks, you'll start to see the benefit of doing that. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.